Hello, this is Charlie. Just to let you know that we're conducting a national opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about this. Charlie. Okay, and we would like to ask you, this is Charlie. We would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
About the nation?
Yeah. Is this James Lewis?
Yeah, it's James Lewis. What about the nation?
Well, sir, basically, we are just conducting an opinion survey. This survey is about issues facing your community and the nation as well. So I would like to ask you, sir, we also want to make sure that we're representing everybody in our survey. May I ask your race?
As my who? My age?
Not race. I said race.
My race?
Yeah, that's
my race. African American.
Thank you so much, sir, for letting me know that. Can I have your age?
63.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, sir, but that's the spirit, sir. Just keep it like forever.
Huh?
Well, sir.
What did you say now?
Oh, yeah. I just told you that that's the spirit, and you'll have to keep it forever.
Yeah.
Well, sir, following with the survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you not probably vote?
Nope.
So sorry, can you repeat it again?
I don't really get no vibe. I like your hair, but I don't want them at all. So it's too evil, you know, you ask me. And what can you do? What can you vote for? One believe in man marrying man. I don't believe in that. And the other one gets a crumb nut. So that's what I'm debating with.
Thank you so much, sir. Well, this is just part of the survey. So, would you vote? Not vote? It is a
right now, I'm debating on it. I don't know.
So sorry, sir. It seems like the phone call is like cutting off too much. I cannot hear you.
I don't know if I'm gonna vote or not. Right now I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I might not get there.
Thank you so much. Following with the survey, sir, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming election, presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So how motivated are you to vote from 0 to 10? Hello? Hello, sir, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so, well, basically summarizing the question, from 0 from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote this year? Or you basically don't know how motivated you are?
A four.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country, in which the country is headed?
I'm disappointed.
Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I don't know. Well, they got in there. I approve of being up in there, but I don't approve of some of their tactics.
Got it. So let's say that you somewhat approve his job as a president?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. Now, sir, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel... Oh, yeah, so sorry about that, sir. I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. I forgot to mention that if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you just please let me know. What if I ask you about Tommy Baldwin?
Tommy Baldwin,
yeah.
Tommy Baldwin, about 80.
80? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Kamala Harris?
70.
70, thank you so much. What about Joe Biden?
70.
What about J.D. Vance?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Donald Trump?
I don't want him at all. He weighed down the bottom low with 0.
Thank you so much, sir. What about the Project 2025?
The who?
The Project 2025?
Don't like that either. 0.
Okay. What about the Republican Party?
The who?
The Republican Party.
The Republican Party don't like it at all.
Thank you, sir. What about the Democratic Party?
Democracy. Don't know them.
Party.
I don't know them.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, sir, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are on the side, just please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today and the candidate were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Just remember that you have the option to, if you are undecided.
For who? Trump.
Kamala Harris, Donald Trump. Yep, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump. You are
undecided. I'll probably go with Harris. I don't want Trump at all.
Okay, sir. Thank you for letting me know that. What do you need to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
I need to hear more about them talking about what they're going to do for the country instead of what they're going to get the richer. Bring the poor people up. The better programs out here.
Thank you so much for letting me know that information, sir. Now, sir, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please
survey. You're doing a survey on that. What did you say now, sir?
Yeah, I'm just going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, which 10 means that that is a very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not convincing at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, so I'm just going to read you some statements, basically, and you will tell me if they are convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing. Okay?
Yeah.
So, well, elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedom. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away women's reproductive rights. struck down affirmative action laws which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. Is this convincing? Not convincing, somewhat convincing, not at all convincing.
You say, I'm against all that against Trump. Whatever it is about Trump, I'm against it.
Okay. If Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights or voting rights and policies that promote the diversity and equal opportunity. There is no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. Does this statement make you convinced to vote, somewhat convinced, or not at all convinced?
It made me want to vote. The Trump shouldn't be in office at all. Trump should be in jail.
Yeah.
The world is so screwed up now, it's pitiful.
Got it.
There's a bunch of liars in there. How long we got to go with the survey?
Well, sir, we are just coming to the very end, so let me read the following statements. Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who, in return, take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contribution from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. Is this like convincing you to vote? Someone convincing? Not at all convincing.
More convincing for me to vote.
MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and errors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want the history our children learn to empathize the contributions and importance of all Americans regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you so much. Sometimes, sir, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidate were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Hi, Harris.
Thank you so much. And once again, sir, please rate your level of motivating for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not convinced at all. Well, you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote this year. You may use any number
five,
between
five,
0 and
5. 6. 6?
Six? Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a few... we are coming to the very end.
I got things I got to do now. Just take it straight to the point.
Yeah, we are just taking like the last few statements, and then I guess we will reach the statistic questions. So it will be just like some few minutes more.
I can do the whole chase. Anything doing with Trump, I don't want. For Trump. And if there are issues, policy, that way you can kill the whole thing at once. If I go to all this red tape back and forth, and I don't want Trump at all.
Totally understandable, sir.
So now we don't need to go to all this other red tape. I don't want Trump. And all my answers no for Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. Sir,
so
I'm going to ask. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Won't that pass the whole thing? Because you're going to have Trump or Harris in there, right? So you can wrap it down to the whole thing. All this, taking all these meetings, you said you want Trump or you want Harris. And you're going to kill all the rest of it. All this going on.
Just to let you know that basically the survey is made in this specific way because we want to make sure that everyone is basically sure about the answers they're given. So if you feel like sometimes it's very, let's say, redundant, it's because of that.
So
I would like to ask you to rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10.
If you're passing $1,000 bills every week. You're passing out $1,000 bills. Know what you say, sir?
Okay, sir. Yeah. Now I'm just going to ask you to please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10 if you want. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford healthcare. As vice president, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leader, focusing on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for crime, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. Is this not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you so much.
I probably got to go, man. It's taking too long. You'll be on there for an hour.
I'm just taking like the last few questions. They are, I think the last three questions and they are like
pretty short. Yeah, you gotta get straight to the point.
You want me to speed
you,
up?
You don't have to read all of the whole description. Just say what it is. You want Kamala Harris to be it? But you want to go all the red tape. Like, that's why people don't want to do the survey. You're taking too long. Just cut down to the red tape. Jump over.
Okay, sir. I'm going to speed up. So in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon, and strict the attorney. Kamala Harris.
I'm going with Harris. I'm voting for Harris.
Okay.
I'm going with Harris. We will look at it. Not Trump. You don't care about Trump. You know about him already.
Okay, sir. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Yeah. What did you say now, sir?
Yeah. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I understand, man, but I have to go. That's all I can give you right now. It's taking too long.
Oh, sir,
thanks for calling.
We're just at the 97%.
I know, but it's taking too long. I got things to do. I'm voting. I don't want Trump in there, so you just put everything down. Anything against Trump, I'm against him. The rest of it,
the following questions are not about them. This is just for statistical purposes.
It's about the Republican, Republican or Democrat. It's either one of them. I will go more with Democrat if I go with Republican. So that's the bottom line.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kikara.